And as part of our Leading with 2020 vision, that's from us and the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, we welcome in Karen Gregerson from the Farmers Bank. Karen, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. And you?
I'm doing fine. Todd and I are just having a little fun in here and just relaxing and
talking about tequila. I heard that.
Yes, I know.
Well, you know why we were talking about that, Karen.
I missed the lead into that.
We didn't really elaborate on it, but basically the CDC is now having to warn people, please don't drink the hand sanitizer. They've had people, 15 adults in New Mexico and Arizona that were hospitalized because they're getting blurry vision and seizures because apparently they think if it smells like tequila, it must be tequila.
It must be tequila.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, oh, my goodness. So how are things going with you guys in the COVID? Are you guys doing okay with it down there at the bank?
Well, we are. I mean, like everybody else, we are ready for this to be done. But we obviously are coping with what we have to do and making changes regularly as the situation requires. One of the latest changes, of course, with the governor's order is wearing masks, which we've talked about. How generally we feel uncomfortable with masks in the banks, but we've had to get comfortable with that. Now we do request people to wear masks, and if they're not comfortable wearing a mask, then we ask that they use the drive-up. And, of course, we have to identify people, which is harder to do with a mask, so we ask them to lower the mask and so we can identify them. And so, yeah, we've adapted. Our people have been very resilient and adapting to what seems like continual changes all the time.
With the exception of the mask change, are you guys still got basically the same guidelines you've always had since you started this?
No. For instance, now our lobby is open for teller transactions.
Okay.
So people can come in. Of course, we have a little tape on the floor to make sure that people remain socially distant. And I don't know that a lot of people are aware our lobby is open. And, we've sent out all kinds of press information. It's on our sign, or maybe they're just happy using the drive-up.
That was going to lead me to my next question. Is the Clinton Street entrance open now?
It is not.
Okay.
And the reason why it's not is we do have to have a concierge, if you will, at each door. And so that would take fewer people. That would mean fewer people at the teller line to serve the customers. And so, and it's also harder from a crowd control standpoint. Because you've got people coming from different directions. So we're still channeling it towards our Walnut Street entrance. That way, too, the parking situation is a little bit better on Walnut Street, too. We're finding that there's not a lot of parking out in front because of the other businesses, and they're picking up additional business, which is a good thing.
And I've kind of noticed, like, ever since you had the the lobby closed, I've used the drive-through ever since then because I have not been in the lobby since because of that. But I've also noticed it seemed like your drive-through lines are getting a little bit shorter. Is that true?
I've noticed. I come in before 8 many times and stay past 5, and I now see cars in the drive-up. Before 8 a.m. and after 5 p.m. So people are spreading out when they're coming, and I think one of the things that caused us a lot of congestion is just the timing of everything. We had the stimulus checks, so people were coming in through the drive-up to either cash or deposit those checks. And we also had tax refund checks coming out. And so both of those created additional traffic, which caused more backup in the drive-up. But I think people are doing better about coming in the off-peak time so that they don't have to wait. And we're really glad that they're doing that.
Do you anticipate making any other changes to what you guys do down there compared to what you're doing right now?
Well, an interesting thing, and I don't know that it's going to stay this way, is we do require, if you want to see customer service, we request that you make an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
That's done in Europe all before this. I mean, that was kind of how they did banking. And I can see a trend of that appointment-only strategy continuing after COVID because their customers are having a better experience, and it works well for bankers, too. Because if customers have an appointment, they rarely need to wait to see the banker. And if bankers know who they're meeting with and why, then we can be better prepared for the customer's visit, and that makes better use of their time. So that appointment-only strategy that we have right now for seeing customer service, I can see that being an ongoing thing post-COVID, not just with the Farmers Bank, but banking in general moving in that direction.
You know, and now that you mention that, I've noticed an increase in that of people being asked to make an appointment early. I don't care where you go. A lot of businesses have gone to that.
Mm-hmm. And I personally don't like waiting, and I feel bad for people who do have to wait. And so if they can get a better experience and get on with their day, get done what we need to do for them, and they get on with their day, I think you don't say then, I have to go to the bank. You ever notice it's like, I have to go to the dentist, I have to go to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
You want to create the experience where they want to come to the bank, and it is a good experience.
Yes, it's a thrill of our life every day that we have to come down.
Well, we have some pretty great people here.
Yes, and, you do. You really do.
And they, will brighten your day.
Yeah, I will tell you, and I'll make this public because I think this much of them. The overwhelming majority of your tellers in the lobby are just tremendous people, and I love them dearly.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. And I tell them all the time, don't say I'm just a teller. For many people, you are the face of the bank,
mm-hmm.
and I value all of our employees. But I think for a lot of people, that's who they know as the Farmers Bank are our tellers. So
mm-hmm.
very, very important role.
I agree totally with that. Karen, anything else you want to add before I let you go?
Well, I can't really think of anything in terms of the Farmers Bank, but I just would encourage everybody out there to support local.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's going to take to, keep Clinton County thriving and keep our businesses open is support local as much as you can.
Okay. Karen, thanks much for the time. Greatly appreciate you. You take care and you stay safe, okay?
You too.
All right. Thanks
a
lot.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Karen Gregerson, for the president and CEO of the Farmers Bank, as part of our Leading with 2020 vision.